Coach, it was definitely a good effort for your team tonight. You threw out that little different defense on Hugoton. It kind of worked for the most part, but some of their other players stepped up and made some big shots.
Oh, exactly. I mean, they're not the state champs for no reason, and it's a risk to, taking defense, but we were willing to take the risk, and we did okay with it. It definitely was not perfect, but their coach did step up and tell me that it frustrated their players, and that's what we were trying to do.
And he did, and maybe a tough thing. It was a tough start for you guys. You get your first points about 90 seconds to go first period, but it just seemed like kind of once again tonight the pressure defense kind of was kind of a psychological disadvantage once again in the backcourt on the passes.
Right. I mean, there were times where their defense wasn't even in the same vicinity where we were, and we just threw it out of bounds. And those are things that we talked about, and we just need to be more confident with the ball, because I know we're not going to play perfect, but we still need to be aggressive and take it to their defense and not just pass it around.
I thought at times tonight there was aggressiveness. They looked like they were comfortable breaking the full court pressure by Hugoton, and they did a good job. At times they just couldn't finish it. They had good shots.
I know. That's kind of – I mean, second half was better. And I told them, I said, we cannot score any points unless we shoot the ball. And so I said, just shoot it. I'm not saying take stupid shots, but shoot the ball. And we did much better second half. I wish we were more aggressive first half, because I don't think we would have lost by 30 points, but it is what it is.
You know, I thought one player that really stepped up, maybe more so on the defensive end tonight, was Madison Orr on defense. I thought she played pretty good down in the paint there.
Well, Madison took a charge. That was our first charge of the season. Our whole team was super excited, so she's going to get a blizzard when we get back.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody's kind of wondering why Scottsdale was so excited about it. But by golly, got that charge. But
that's right.
Caitlin Roberts kept shooting. She got her 11 points, and I thought Bailey Lotta took a step in the right direction on the offensive end.
Exactly. And unfortunately, again, it was just in the second half. And if we could put two halves together, we could be pretty darn good. And we still have a few more games left to play, but we got to start deciding to do that here pretty soon, because the season's going to be over pretty soon.
The defense tonight really flustered Hugoton. They took a lot of shots, a hard time kind of getting the rebounds. They were very aggressive on both ends of the rebounding tonight, but you hold Katie Higger, who's averaging 17 a game to around 12 points, making one of their players step up that hasn't scored as many points, and that was Harper Girl with 16.
Right. I mean, and we knew we weren't going to put as much pressure on their other players because it is a risk, but hopefully that was trying to get us in better rebounding position if they did miss, and we didn't get as many rebounds as I would have liked. We kept getting pushed underneath the basket, and we just got to get stronger and push them back.
Well, it's another road trip Tuesday night, another pretty tradition-rich program in TMP Marion.
Right. I think next week could be very positive for us. I think these are wins that we could definitely get, but we got to get that mindset from the very beginning, because right now we're thinking of our sub-state rankings and where we're going to be, and I just want to be competitive at this time.
All right, once again, Lady Beaver coach Sarah McCormick joining me here post-game of the girls. 62-32 loss, some positives to take into next week. And Coach, once again, thanks for the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.